While immigrants and refugees have been the focus of President Trump's travel ban, its effects aren't limited to them. Nonprofit groups that resettle refugees are also facing uncertain futures. For KUOW's immigration team, Ruby DeLuna reports.
Hello, good morning.
It's 9 in the morning. The jobs class at World Relief Seattle in Kent is underway. Liz Hadley, an employment specialist, starts the discussion.
What was your idea of what work would be like here? What were people telling you? What were you thinking about work in America?
The people in this class are mostly new refugees with different job backgrounds. Some worked in security. Some were stay-at-home moms. Some worked in accounting or in business. But whatever their experience, they have similar expectations, like Valentina Ostapets from Ukraine.
For me, of course, a good job is when I can do something that's more similar to my education.
Many have turned here for help in finding work, but just weeks ago, World Relief itself was on the verge of drastically downsizing its staff.
I still remember the day that the order was signed, and I went around the office. I mean, I just had tears in my eyes.
Chitra Hanstead is executive director of World Relief Seattle, one of the largest nonprofit groups that resettle refugees. Last year, it helped resettle about 1,000 refugees in the Seattle area. Some of them came from the 7 Muslim countries listed in the executive order.
It was literally like somebody had just punched us in the stomach.
So World Relief started scaling back its operations. One of the first things Hanstead did was deactivate its network of volunteers. She also looked at laying off caseworkers. Then a federal district court blocked the ban.
We just had to ramp up because we got the list and we had 111 coming in February. Our caseworkers are just, you know, in full emergency mode. I mean, they're just running around like crazy, but in a great way. We were thrilled.
Hanstead says the past few weeks have been an emotional roller coaster. Washington State is one of the top 10 states for resettling refugees. The Trump administration has indicated it plans to drastically cut back the number of refugees it'll allow into the country. Like most resettlement organizations, World Relief heavily relies on federal funds based on the number of refugees they serve. In this case, they make up 70% of the organization's budget. The agency started fundraising to help cover the shortfall. But what worries Hanstead most is losing caseworkers. They're the infrastructure of the organization.
We would lose all those years of relationship, DSHS, Social Security Administration, all the corporations that we've built relationship with for our employment services. Our caseworkers are hands-on.
Well, good news. We got your Social Security card.
For now, caseworkers continue to help refugees navigate their new home.
You and your wife will sign these, but then your daughter, she doesn't sign until she turns 18, okay?
Marwal Fortan and his family came to Seattle last December. Back home in Afghanistan, he worked with American troops, which made him a target.
The Taliban and the other groups, they already know about us. When they got a chance, they will kill us.
Fortan hopes to find a job doing security. Advocates for refugees have been scrambling in the past few weeks. World Relief's Chitra Hanstead says things are changing so fast, it's hard to know how things are going to land. All she can do for now, while the executive order is on hold, is enjoy the reprieve. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.